This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time now for us to focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, the News Talk Radio business, with the folks from the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang. Our experience, our conversations during the week, some of them have wrapped themselves around the top 10 items, some of them not necessarily, but we all have opinions, and so this is a good way for us to stimulate our minds and stimulate yours with thoughts about the stories the Talkers magazine says are at the top of the heap for the week of September 12th to the 16th. Thus, Victoria Keelan, Ridge McFadden, and I will work our way through these stories, not spending much time on number 10 because it's sports activity and you don't need to rehash most of what's gone on there. We can rehash some of it when we get to the people list because there are a couple of sports celebrities or personalities that are on that list. At number 9 this week, the Wells Fargo Bank, 5,300 employees fired because they scammed the bank. They scammed their customers, all in the name of making more money. Who would have thunk it?
And all of those 5,300 people will be working at other banks
next week.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yep. Number 8. This guy nobody would have known. He called Obama a son of a bitch, 3 weeks ago? And now everybody seems to be talking about this fellow Duterte, who apparently before he became the president of the Philippines was the mayor of one of their larger towns and was responsible, according to the allegations, for having 1,000 people put to death. Sounds like a charming fellow, somebody you'd want to be your president. So what happens to this guy after the fact, who knows? But the only thing I find interesting about him, frankly, is his name, Duterte. That sounds like, what do you do with that? Is it something that you eat, you throw rocks at? What is that? Hey, Duterte.
Any bets that President Obama, while sitting in Air Force One after he wouldn't let him off of the plane and called him the SOB, told somebody to dig up dirt on this guy and let's spread it around?
No, Richie, that wouldn't happen.
Somebody put a target on this guy's back.
Well, where's the dirt, though? I mean, we don't know.
The dirt is that he killed 1,000 people.
He killed 1,000 people?
Well, but wasn't that already known before this happened?
Apparently not.
No, I never.
Probably known locally. Yeah. It wasn't known. We didn't know it.
It's an international spotlight now.
Right. Yes. Okay. Number 7 is been there, done that on the countdown list this week. The commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service is being impeached. Why do we have to impeach the commissioner? Why can't we just fire him?
Right. I was wondering that, too.
Yeah. What is this about? You go through this source. The president won't fire him. And so, therefore, the Republicans in the House think they ought to get rid of him because of what supposedly the IRS did to the Republican agencies, the 501c3s, nonprofits that were helping candidates or they were involved in some other pursuit. Everybody's looked at this, no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you look at this kind of thing with disgust and disdain, mostly because you don't want to get caught doing it. It gets done all the time, but you don't want to get caught. And they get caught because they were really not very bright about the way they did it. And it was pretty obvious what they were doing. So this has been going on, though, for 3-4 years? This thing's been dragged around for years. And
so that's an appointment position, correct?
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
It's an administrative appointment. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're appointed by the president, that's why they impeach.
So the president says, I don't want to fire this guy. And Republicans said, we want to get him out of there. So this becomes an election year issue of sorts.
Does it change with every new president?
Commissioner of the IRS?
Yeah.
They're at the discretion. It's like any other
Or you can leave
chief.
The person there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do what you
the
want.
The Constitution gives Congress the power of impeachment to remove elected officials and civil servants from office for treason, bribery, or other high crimes.
Hey, it's treason. That's high crimes and misdemeanors. Yeah, let's go get him. I don't even know what the guy's name is, do you?
No.
You know what his name is?
it is John Koskinen.
With a name like that, he should get impeached. Get him out of there. It's like Copernicus. All right, let's see here. This is somebody who should be impeached. Let's get rid of Copernicus. Right? Impeach him.
He's got a contract. He's not going anywhere.
No. Okay, let's see here.
For those of us who may be new listening to the show, that's Doug's way of saying Colin Kaepernick. We're not actually talking about a long, long dead.
Copernicus is long gone, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. He spelled his name differently. Okay, anyway, next, number 6 on the list of Talker's important news talk topics this week, the nuclear tests going on in North Korea or by the North Koreans. Didn't Japanese shoot down one of them? Shoot down a missile? Seems to me that was this week or last week.
I thought this week that the South Koreans are on high alert and that they were considering taking action.
Somebody sooner or later is going to send in a team and they're going to bump this little squirt off. I don't know what is behind him, though. Who's the next person
exactly.
in line? Some militarist,
right. That's where we always get in trouble.
Mini-me?
The dilemma here is that Chinese really controls this area, and they don't want to. They kind of like having that there, but they also know that they need our money to buy all of the iPhones and everything, so they have to kind of help us out. And the other dilemma here is that North Korea and Iran are basically in cahoots when it comes to developing nuclear weapons.
Weaponry, yep.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah. Well, it's unnecessary to let it. Thanks to us for helping the Iranians out there, which will help the North Koreans out.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Because North Korea doesn't have any money. That's for sure.
Right.
Okay. So those are the, number 10 to number 6. We'll go through number 5 to number 1. Then we'll go through the people list with Victoria Rich. I'm Doug. 13 past the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $20 off all bridesmaid dresses and save on everything for your head-to-toe look, including veils, shoes, lingerie, and more. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
It's fine.
finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
All right, it's now 17 after the hour. You're listening to an overview of the items from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. A lot of good conversation this week. And I'm not saying I picked two or three of these out myself for interest. I'm not into the number five thing on the list is what's going on in the Middle East. There's nothing about anything going on in the Middle East that intrigues me. What about you, Victoria? You, Richie?
What is there new? It seems like it's the same old thing. It's horrible. It doesn't seem to be a solution. I don't know.
But it always affects us.
It's always got the balsam to do it.
That's why it's on the list, because it does affect us.
Well, it affects us now because of the refugee policy, which is actually number three on the list this week. The immigration policy, President Obama has suggested that we ought to have 25,000 more refugees brought in here than already, 67,000 is the number that was agreed upon earlier in the year. Now another 25,000. There's nothing about that that excites me. I don't see it. I don't see the need for it, even though you can make an argument that all of this is our fault and all the refugees should be coming here. But we wouldn't have to have the refugees coming here if we straighten out the problem over there by getting rid of the problem there. But we don't have we just don't have leadership.
I just had a great idea.
What's that, Richie?
Ford is moving one of their plants for building small cars down to Mexico.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we have Ford hire the refugees, put them up in Mexico, and let them work in the plants and give them jobs?
Good idea. Along with a lot of the immigrants from Mexico that are coming up here, why bother? Just stay there.
Give the Syrians and the Mexicans jobs in Mexico, and everybody's happy.
And then you can help. That'll help raise taxes to build a wall on the southern end of Mexico to keep the Guatemalans, the El Salvadorians, and everybody else that's coming across the border there to get to America. The Mexicans don't like them coming across the border there, but the tubes that they used in Cuba are all deflated and they can't float out that far anyway. So
I'm so glad that we just solved Mexico's problems.
We've solved the problem.
We don't need to consult with them. We'll just hand them our proposal.
Yep,
here you go.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Do it.
Yep, we'll take 10%. Okay, let's see here. Number four, the national anthem protesters and the protests going on at the games. So we saw some last Sunday, was it? It was the first night of the season.
Dolphins, Seahawks.
Yeah. But how many of them now have had players who just kneel down during the
match? I feel like it's every game now, right?
Yeah.
Someone has either
five or 16
knelt or put their fist in the air.
So nobody's going to pay any attention to it because it'll get overdone. Right? Then right now, when people do that, the stands are filled with boo! 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 And then there are a few people that cheer for them. But mostly it's booze. But does it affect the way they play the game? Doesn't seem to be.
No. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, I think he said last week that he's fine with everybody doing this as long as it doesn't get too far and as long as it doesn't, become
a
bigger distraction.
Yeah, meanwhile, if you try to wear red, white, and blue cleats to pay honor to 9/11 victims, they'll fine you.
Fine you, yeah.
Yeah.
But a hypocritical.
So here's how we handle Mr. Goodell.
Oh, they're the worst, yeah.
Boo! Boo! Sound like a cow in heat, though, actually. Probably do a little bit better. Okay, anyway, so that's the story on the protest. But I will have a moment or two set aside for Colin Copernicus in the next half hour. Get to the people list.
Like have Garrett Morrison translate that for you. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. You're going to be Garrett Morris?
Yeah. You know when you stand in the corner?
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick!
Thank you! Garrett McFadden!
That's me.
At 21 past the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Your conversational life better. The good day folks and folks from DJB working together, call this work, but discussing together the issues of the week, courtesy of the list that's provided every weekend by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 topics of the week, where actually I've gone through most of them except for number two and number one. This is sort of an aside. Maybe I should, let me save... don't let me forget what I just said, Richie. Aside, I want to go back to...
Aside, let me write that down. Hold on one second. I got a big red marker here.
Aside. Gotcha. Not a song.
Is that one word or two?
Aside. Okay. Aside. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right.
The health issue number two, the interesting way that Donald Trump decided to present his health records to Dr. Oz, and that, although the side conversation about Dr. Oz from... people who are so arrogant and disrespectful of someone who is as good at what he does as Oz is, he just makes more money than most of them because he's smarter than most of them, and they don't like that because nobody wants to see somebody make more money than they're making, so let's go get him. And so that became a sidebar issue, but Donald Trump there presenting his... And it was fun the way he asked the... he looked at Oz, he looks at the audience, and he says, I got my records. You want to see him? And they all, yeah, yeah. And Oz says, can I look at him? He's, Trump says, yeah, I guess so. Look at the audience. And you know, it's just a play. It's mm-hmm. theater.
Meanwhile, he's none of Trump's people knew he was going to do this.
No, they didn't know it at all.
They had told Oz, no, you're not getting any records. You're not getting this. You'll just get this information.
All right. So he walks out and he gives him his file. So that comes back around to the discussion of Hillary Clinton's people and how badly they handled the weekend before her getting pneumonia. All it did was bring about more focus on whether she tells the truth or she doesn't, because her staff basically just lied about what was going on with her. And they seem to be pretty good at that, because you can find three or four other instances of late where they have just not told the truth about what was going on with her. And so she continues to have to fight that image, which will not help her in the polls, won't help her at the election. There are people who would otherwise vote for her who just don't trust her. And so that's her. That instead of her being president, if she loses, her legacy will be, I didn't trust her, so I didn't vote for her. And that certainly when it comes to the health issue, I think that's paramount here. They just made a mess. They booted that. And what would be the harm in telling the truth? What's the harm in telling the truth? No matter what the issue is, no matter where you are in life, what's the problem? Why can't you tell the truth?
And you've got a person who is collapsing on the side of the street.
Yeah.
From dehydration, pneumonia, whatever it is. And what do her people do instead of showing care and concern for her? They make a bubble around her so that you can't film it. And it's just...
So trite.
It was very, very badly handled.
You felt dirty watching that.
Right. Now, does she orchestrate that, or does she just enable the people around her, like Mrs. Weiner, to do that? Is it enabling? She say, whatever. Does it roll all the way to the top where the buck stops, or is she a level removed from it? And is it the people around her, or do the people around her just reflect what she's really all about?
Come on.
I think if she's in that kind of state where she's wobbling and Doug, you and I both this past season have had pneumonia. I mean, I don't think she's really calculating while she's passing out. I think her staff
course
is
of action.
I don't know. I think she did. I think in true Hillary fashion, she just wanted to plow ahead. I think she just didn't want to take time off. She wanted to just keep going, and her health caught up with her.
Give her the benefit of the doubt many times. In this instance, I do not. But that's me. I think that you, at this stage in her life, she ought to be focused on the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, she didn't say that she didn't have pneumonia.
She didn't,
but
the people around her were all full of nonsensical stuff.
Well, they said that she had allergies and the coughing fit and everything, but they didn't say that she didn't have pneumonia.
28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Victoria Keelan from the DJV crowd, Rich McFadden at the controls, also speaking with us and about the issues of the week, because this hour every week is devoted to the people on the Good Day program and the DJV crowd talking about what Talkers Magazine says are plural, the top 10 items in conversation. They monitor all the talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country to come up with this list. And then every once in a while, we'll throw in a few anecdotal items that either are complementary, supplementary to the main items. But number one this week, make no mistake about it, is the presidential race continuing with a focus on Hillary and Donald. And now Gary Johnson got an endorsement this week from the New Hampshire Union Leader, which is a very powerful paper in the Northeast. New Hampshire influences Vermont voters, Maine voters, some Massachusetts voters. So this won't hurt him. He still doesn't have enough. This is the outrage of this kind of thing, how close the club is. Somebody decided someplace that you're going to have 15% approval rating in some poll in order to show up on the presidential debates, which is pretty damned outrageous, if you ask me.
It is.
I want to hear this guy. Don't you want to? We all, Rich, don't want to hear this guy?
I would love to see him in a debate.
If not for anything else, just to force the rest of them to have to talk about different things.
Exactly. Right.
Real issues, thank you.
Conversation.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think this was the first time in, 100 years that this newspaper endorsed someone other than
not
a Republican.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And the first time.
Says a lot about how they feel about Trump. I mean, you know, it's.
I remember being, and remember I did the broadcast from the New Hampshire primary, the day of the primary, and that night, I was only up there for a day, it was enough. That night, he went with his family to an Italian restaurant on the main street in Manchester, and they had a great time. They just took a table in the middle of the room, and everybody came in, autographs, talked to him, and they had a nice family party. From all accounts I get, even for people that don't like Trump, it really looked like everybody in the family was on board, and they were having a nice time. So that's you hear all kinds of things. How do you know how to decide? It's really difficult. I'm back and forth on this, and I really, at this point, don't know what to do. I do know that I want Gary Johnson to be heard, and I want Bill Weld to be heard. And the fact that the elitist, this is really the elitist East Coast or West, these the coastal elitist newspapers and news media leaving this guy out just because they want to, and just because they can. So they do. And that's really, there's a real blight in the American news media because of it, and in our process because of it as well. So, how many of you know what RCV is?
I do. I know
RCV.
One. I know one.
I can't remember. Rectal.
Thank you. Ranked. Put an end to this conversation. Ranked choice voting.
Yes.
Which is a ballot system that allows voters to rank their choices of candidates for office in order of their preference rather than just selecting one. What if we had that kind of system? If you don't know what it is, let's spend a minute talking about ranked choice voting. Advocates of this say this type of ballot could change some of the things that we like least about our presidential process. And it's time we changed it. Time we got rid of the Electoral College. I've been on the air doing, I started doing talk radio in 1974. And every time there's an election, doesn't make any difference whether it's a four-year presidential election or a gubernatorial election, but it's more noticeable here in these four-year presidential elections because of how unfair and what seemed to be almost illegal. How can it be that we have one man, one vote? We're saying that out of one side of our mouth. The other side of the mouth, Electoral College actually is who elects the president. That's complete and utter hypocrisy. And so this is aimed at affecting that somewhat. It would, I think, expedite a reduction in negative campaigns. Candidates run not only for those first choices, but to be second, as well as going negative on one another has an adverse effect on their own campaign. Are we hearing anything positive out of these people? Certainly not the two major.
No.
It's all this rat-rat on Hillary or rat-rat on Donald Trump. So what are the programs? I did see this week, though, some of the proposals, some of the things that Trump supposedly wants to put into effect. But how convincing is he when he, you know as well as I do, he didn't write the speech. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's just, okay, we got to have a policy speech, so let's do one on the military. But still, the support there is for what we all, or I shouldn't say, it's not fair to say what we all, but many of us, most of us, want change. We don't want hope in change anymore, because we all know what kind of blarney that was. But we don't like the system, and the Electoral College, back to that, is one of the things we don't like. We don't like a lot of stuff. The states that are using the system now, the military, people who vote overseas, to ensure that their votes can be counted in case of a runoff, do their ranked choices. And it's being used in local elections. Minneapolis, San Francisco, an example of that. Fair Vote, which is the largest voter advocacy group in our country, says, quote, if you're talking about Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, a lot of people look at them and they say, oh, they're going to take votes away from Hillary, or they're going to take votes away from Donald Trump. And by doing that, they're going to effectively help the candidate they least like. Rank choice voting frees you from that burden. You don't. There's no spoiler effect.
You don't have to think about strategy. You just vote for the person that you want the most, and then you put the second choice, third choice.
Where did this come from?
To me, this is such a simple, simple solution.
Who started this? Where did this start? Do you know?
Where it started?
Isn't this part of what they do in Britain?
I don't know. I'm asking a question because I don't know.
Well, no, they don't have Britain. They just have more candidates.
In England?
Yeah, in England,
you choose
right.
from a bunch of different parties.
But you can only choose one.
You rank them. But, yeah, but the, ranking them in some countries, now that I'm thinking about it, let me see. In countries where they're electing a prime minister, it's more common in a prime minister race than it is in a presidential race. I think countries that you see prime ministers being elected, that's the way that it's done.
In
Israel, I think there's a lot of that going on. But they have to form, in Germany, they have to form
a party,
coalition governments from various parties because they got so many parties. That's where that comes in, I think, as much as anything else.
My wife is from Colombia, and she votes there still, and they have runoffs. You have to have more than 50% of the votes or else there's a second election.
Well, I think there's something to be said for this.
This would actually, I think, end runoffs.
Yeah.
Because they would just go to the second choice person, right? I think that's how it simplifies the whole system.
My only concern would be watering down to where right now it's a small percentage of the electorate who actually elects the president. Now it would be even a smaller percentage of the electorate who actually elects the president.
How do you figure that?
Well, I mean, right now, 40-some percent can vote in a new president. You could get to the point where if we were voting or had 8-10 people to vote for, where 20% of the electorate actually decides who's going to run the country.
But why do we need the electorate anymore? I don't understand
why. The electoral college,
the electoral college. Yeah, why do we need that?
We should absolutely be looking at that. Chuck Todd has an argument saying that they look at all the different scenarios for the election, right? There is one scenario that could actually tie Clinton and Trump at 269, needing to get to 270. Neither one of them does. And it all hangs on one county in Nebraska.
Great.
And it's a long shot, but it's a possibility. Mm. And this electoral college stuff,
look at how crooked it was used to get George Bush the presidency in Florida and keep Al Gore from getting it. Al Gore had the popular vote, had more votes than George Bush, so he should have run. The person who gets the most popular votes should win. End of story. No electoral college.
But then you have a problem because then all the people in the middle of the country don't have a voice. Then you have New York and Los Angeles basically decide, because that's where all the population is, and you have one political ideology in those two major cities.
What are you talking about? Everybody votes. One person, one vote, no matter what state you're in.
Right.
You're not carrying a state. Your vote speaks.
No.
Total number of votes in the country that go to J or B or
Nebraska,
A.
Montana, Utah, Wyoming, all of those people would have no voice. There's an electoral college.
How do you figure that?
I don't understand that either, because their voice would be their vote. They actually would get to vote for the person that they really want to vote for.
You're talking like a guy with a paper butt, Richie. 44 past the hour,
says the guy with the paper butt.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
A picture doesn't say 1,000 words. In fact, a picture doesn't even say one word. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You've heard the saying many times before, a picture says 1,000 words. But the reality is that a picture says no words at all. The words, if any are said about the picture, come from inside the observer, not the picture. It's the very reason why people have different reactions to pictures. A picture is what a picture is, but it's our view of that picture that creates the words to label what we see. When you understand that a picture only holds the words that your brain speaks, then you will see more clearly how your experience shapes your vision. And that is a huge step toward awareness. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, quickly, let's go through the people list here as we associate our thoughts with the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories, the top people being discussed on News Talk radio stations around the country. At number 10, Rodrigo Duterte. Wash your mouth out after you say that. Number 9, John Koskinen. Who's John Koskinen?
He's the IRS chief.
He's the IRS.
Oh, he's the one we want to, impeach him, get rid of him. I forgot it was another guy. Is there. Kim Jong-un is number 8. We ought to impeach him, too. Number 7, Colin Copernicus. He ought to be impeached. Number 6, I don't know, impeach all these people. Vladimir Putin, get rid of him.
Impeach him.
Impeach.
Number 5, Colin Powell. Impeach him.
Impeach him.
Number 4, Bill Clinton. Oh, he's already
impeached.
He's already been
number
impeached.
Number 3, Barack Obama. Impeach him.
Why not?
Hillary Clinton, impeach her. Donald Trump, impeach him. So the story about John Boehner this week, former Speaker of the House, big smoker, joined the board of Reynolds American, the big tobacco company. $100,000 a year as a board member. There you go.
That's all? Oh, just as a board member, so he goes in twice a year.
Paul Ryan had to have the office fumigated after being to get out of it because of the smell in there. 10 minutes before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
They're 53 and change past the hour. Time for us now to pay attention to Chuck Curry. Not that we don't usually every day at this time pay attention, close attention to Chuck Curry and what's going on in the world of movies. Friday is especially important because we want to know what's playing for the weekend. I think last week we spent all of our time talking about the movie Sully, which came out last week, and we didn't talk about some of the secondary movies. So let's make sure right after these words that we give everybody and everything that needs appropriate time that appropriate time, Chucker, okay?
Sounds good, Doug.
Right. In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this,
Find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Hi, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with his preview of movies coming out this weekend. Chuck, what do we have?
Five movies open this weekend, three wide, two limited. Oliver Stone Snowden with Joseph Gordon-Levitt opens this weekend. Reviews are pretty much 50-50. I got to admit, I'm looking forward to watching it. Yeah. Bridget Jones' Baby opens up nationwide, and also the horror film Blair Witch, which is a sequel to the very popular Blair Witch Project, which hits theaters around, I think it's like 15 years ago. Two movies open limited. Mr. Church, which is Eddie Murphy's first film in 4 years. It's an indie drama. I booked it at my local community theater, so I'm going to watch it tonight.
What's it about? What kind of a character are you playing, and what's going on in the movie?
It's about I guess he plays a cook who's hired by a family and winds up taking care of their daughter. It's from the director of Driving Mrs. Daisy. Reviews are not overly kind, except for the Hollywood Reporter, which actually liked the film a lot. And then Ron Howard has a documentary on the Beatles titled The Beatles, 8 Days a Week, which opens limited this weekend. One bit of movie news that I found of interest that broke, I believe, the day before yesterday. Turner and Time Warner have acquired the rights to 10 Star Wars movies for basic cable. They paid $250 million. That means the Star Wars movies will basically only air on TNT and TBS until 2022. The only similar deal like this is AMC has acquired the rights years ago to exclusively air the Godfather films on AMC. And they do gangbuster ratings, Godfather movies, every time they air on AMC. I would expect the same for TNT and TBS. Probably got their money's worth, but $250 million is a lot of
They're paying Disney because Disney owns the franchise.
They're paying Disney for 9 of them and then 20th Century Fox for the original Star Wars movie.
Wow.
Which they still own the rights to the original 77 film.
Wow.
As I can see, there's no rights to the Grumpy Old Men movies, Doug, so I apologize about that one.
Why would you say that, Chuck?
Oh, I don't know. One other bit of news, if I have time. Margot Robbie will not only star in a Harley Quinn spinoff over at Warner Brothers, but they made her an executive producer and given her a lot of control over the project.
Where'd she come from? She's just like everywhere all of a sudden. Where'd she come from?
Well, she hit big in the Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wolf of Wall Street.
She was really good in it. And then she was in that Will Smith movie, Focus. I think she's the next Michelle Pfeiffer of this generation. Yeah, she's really good.
What the heck happened to Michelle Pfeiffer?
She can act. Huh?
Where's Michelle Pfeiffer? What happened to her?
She doesn't make a lot of movies right now.
Right, yes.
She still looks great.
Yeah. Well, I just said maybe that adds fuel to the fire.
You know if they're looking, you know, to cast a female lead in a movie and there's a choice between Margot Robbie and Michelle Pfeiffer, and then you know, you want to attract younger audiences, they're going to pick the younger actress. That's just the way it works. Now, don't shoot me for saying it. It's just reality.
It's true. It's unfortunate, but true.
We won't shoot you, Trevor.
Oh, thank you. I'll be back Monday.
You're too important,
maybe, but
absolutely. No. Chuck Curry, back on Monday. You can count on that. He'll have the box office totals for us in this time on that day, 59 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.